All right, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Found out today that we've got some Australians coming up to Canada to fight the fires.
Ooh.
Right now. Yeah, they're going to be mostly over in Alberta, but, you know, wherever they need
Welcome.
To help out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So thanks to them for coming out mm-hmm. and helping us out. And, well, today, what do we got in our Country Music Insider, Sarah?
Lainey Wilson was recently asked how she felt about shooting her very first feature film. It's a movie called Reminders of Him, and this is what she had to say.
This is the first role that I've gotten to do where I wasn't a musician. After I did Yellowstone, I was like, all right, what's next? And for me, the next thing was playing a role that was not a musician. I felt like, all right, you know, like, they called me about this opportunity and trusted me with this, so I guess it's time for me to trust myself, too.
Yeah, we have to remember that not only is Lainey Wilson an incredible musical talent, mm-hmm. but she's
yeah.
got acting chops with
she
her,
does.
Too.
So that movie is going to come out in February of next year.
Nice.
Riley Green, we talked about him yesterday, saying he gets his dating information on who he's dating from.
Social media.
The internet, yep. yeah. Yep. Well, he and Megan Maroney seem to kind of be keeping their cards close to the chest. Still not admitting they're in a relationship, despite the fact they've been spotted together on vacation and even in Riley's hometown in Alabama. But Riley's played it pretty coy so far.
I'm rumored to have dated a lot of people. You know, people always long for that, like Tim and Faith, Johnny and June. You know, me and Ella have two giant songs together. And I think fans kind of want to believe that what you're singing about is real and follow those lyrics and think there's a story there. So I can comprehend people that are thinking there's something going on. But for me, I'm just glad that we're having success together and so proud of her and really lucky that we're on tour together.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that relationship between Riley Green and Ella Langley is going to kind of be like Kenny and Dolly. You know what I mean? Just really
great
good friends.
Yeah.
Flirting all the time.
yeah.
But
well, have you seen Riley Green?
I mean,
have you seen Megan Maroney?
yeah. Well, fair enough. But yeah, I think it'll be kind of that flirting situation
yeah.
going
Why
on.
Why can't they just be friends?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Zach Top has announced he is putting out a second album this August. It's called Ain't In It For My Health.
Okay.
So just another couple of months before we get that. And it was 20 years ago today, after her American Idol win, that Carrie Underwood made her Grand Ole Opry debut.
Wow.
20 years ago today.
That is pretty crazy, hey?
And look who and now she's a judge.
Yeah.
No, full circle.
No, and a metalhead, too. Remember?
That, too, yep.
Remember that phase of Carrie Underwood
yeah.
that we need to shine more of a spotlight on? Well, there you go. That's our Country Music Insider today.